You're watching KCMI TV.
Well, let's get into the Word of the Lord today. And I pray this will be an encouragement to you because we all go through difficult times in our life that we wonder, God, where are you? And one thing I've learned about the Lord, there is no sorrow in the earth that heaven cannot heal. And so I want to read a familiar story. This is a parable. This is out of Luke chapter 18, and starting with verse 1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end. In other words, he's telling this parable, but it's to bring them to a purpose, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, then he gives this parable to illustrate his point. He says, there was in the city a judge that feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she wearies me, or she's going to wear me out. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, who cry day and night unto him, and though he bear long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? In this first verse, for me, this year, reading the Bible through, I'm using the ESV version, which I really, really like. I've used it more than probably at least three different years. And in verse 1, where it says, men ought always to pray and not faint, the original language uses, instead of the word faint, it says, and not to lose heart. The Bible talks about that when our expectations are not met, the heart becomes sick. So just for a moment, I want to talk to you about the heart. When we're born into sin, and Jeremiah, I'm going to give you some verses here. Jeremiah 17, 9, when he talks about the heart, he says, our heart is deceitful above all things. In fact, he said, there's nothing more deceitful than our heart. And it's desperately wicked, and who can know it? You and I do not know the depths of sin that our heart can enter into. Matthew 15 and 19 says, out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, thefts, and etc. I'll give you another one here. Matthew 12:34 says, out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. So it's obvious that the heart that we're born with. Now, we're not talking here about that 2 or 3 pound organ that's in your chest that's pumping blood. That's our heart too. And in fact, it's probably the most important organ we have in our body. Even if our brain deteriorates, as long as the heart's working, we stay alive. And so the heart is the very center of who we are physically. But even more than that, the heart that God's talking about is our intellect and our emotions and all of those different things. And it dictates to us. And so this is why the Bible said, it doesn't say out of the brain proceeds evil thoughts. It says out of the heart. And the reason being is because out of the heart, the Bible says, flows the issues of life. And so life doesn't come out of just this natural brain or understanding. It comes out of that soul realm of us. It's what makes us tick. It's where love comes and hate comes and all of those things. And so we're born with a heart that the Lord says is desperately wicked. And this is why the Lord says this. He says, marvel not that I say unto you, you have to be born again. Because when you're born again, you get a different heart. And one verse says this, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. So when we come to Jesus Christ and we give him, he takes our old heart, and he exchanges it, and he says, I'm going to give you a new heart now. And he says, this heart has the ability to have great faith. It has the ability to see beyond your circumstances. It has the ability to see beyond what man says is impossible. And that heart is where God does his best work. And so now we go back to our original text here. And when the Lord speaks this, he says, men ought always to pray. And he said, don't lose heart. You hear this phrase sometimes, well, they just lost heart. It means they gave up. It means that they decided that there's no longer any reason to believe or hope. They just gave up. And they no longer have any expectations. And so this is why the Lord says this. He says, don't allow the enemy to get you into a place to where you lose heart, where you give up and you throw in the towel. And this is why the Lord gives this parable here about the unjust judge and the widow, because he ends this by saying, and shall not God avenge his own elect who cry unto him day and night? There are some prayers that I have prayed, that you have prayed, that God answered almost instantly. You go, oh my goodness, I just prayed that this morning, or I just prayed that in the last few days and God has come through. And then there are other prayers that you pray for years. When my son really got bound by homosexuality, he's a very young man, I prayed over him, and we did all kinds of things, and we just would call, and it took 14 years that we did not give up. I made up my mind, I will not lose heart. Even when I walked into a restaurant and on his birthday, he's with his partner, and he and I weren't having any kind of communication, and I saw that, I still kept praying. And you know what? One day, without any warning, speedily, God did it. And so there are seasons that we all go through, as I pastor our church here, I'm thinking of so many people in our church that are literally going through hellish situations. And it seems like some of them continue on and on. And you think, God, are you ever going to come through? There's a couple of verses that I want to talk to you about. In 2 Corinthians 4:1 says, therefore having this ministry by the mercy of God, it says, we do not lose heart. And if you go to the previous verse, it's the last verse of the previous chapter, it tells us what this ministry is. It says, we are being transformed from one degree of glory to another. It says, therefore, having this ministry or going through this process of transformation, we do not lose heart. See, the devil wants you just to allow your circumstances to so overwhelm you that it's not about whether you go to heaven or hell. It's about when you lose heart and you say, I can't try anymore. I'm too tired. I've prayed about this for years and I guess this is the way it is and I give up. That's what the devil wants to hear. I give up. Because when you say that, it means I've lost my heart. I've lost that part of me that makes me push and believe that God is going to do something. The most powerful things in God, the greatest things that God does in our life, do not happen overnight. It takes time. And going through the process of where we are being changed from one image to another, from one degree of glory to another, is going to put us in difficult places. You know, I have people tell me, Pastor Kent, you're a wonderful preacher and I have great confidence in you and you've changed my life. And I'm very thankful for those things. But I can tell you, it didn't happen overnight. You wouldn't have liked me probably as a young preacher, because God had to take me through the process and all those years of struggling and not having money and no dates and living by faith. See, God was taking me from one degree of glory to another, just as he's doing for many of you. In the process of the transformation, don't let the devil make you lose your heart. I love this verse. It says, 2 Corinthians 4:16, says, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. And I love how it ends. So we don't lose heart. And what he's saying is that in the natural, you're going to see things waste away and you don't realize it, that while the outer self is being changed, the inner self is being made new again. And if you can get a revelation of that, listen, God doesn't take us through difficult times just to see us miserable. If you are a child of God, and even the Bible says that God will prune people who are bearing fruit so that they will bear much fruit. And it's in that interim period where you can't hear God and you don't see God moving. That is your most fragile time in your life. I almost going to use the word, it's a dangerous time, because it's the time that the enemy can come in and make you decide there's no reason to believe. And this scripture reading that I read you today, the verse 8 says, I tell you, he will avenge them speedily, which simply means, because when you first read this, it sounds like a contradiction. It says, though God bears long those who cry day and night unto him. So that's telling us that it seems like God just doesn't show up and we go through a long period where we're crying to the Lord. It says verse 8, but then when he comes speedily, it's not talking about that as soon as you pray, he will immediately answer. It's saying this, that after the process, after the time of duration of tribulation and struggling, when God shows up, It's not going to be a gradual healing or a gradual answer. Speedily, when God shows up, immediately, he will avenge his own elect. And then it ends with this. When Jesus comes back, will he find faith on the earth? I think that probably one of the pitfalls for a lot of people is they base their relationship with Jesus Christ on how he performs in their life and not on their relationship outside of what God does or does not do. And, well, I love the Lord because he does what I want. I had to find a place, and I know that so many of you, I know I'm talking to a lot of men and women who serve the Lord a long time. My relationship with Jesus, it used to be different. And it's not based on, I'll love the Lord as long as he gives me what I want and answers the prayers that I pray. My relationship with him is not based on his performance. My relationship with Jesus is based on the fact of who he is and that he loves me and that I know this, whatever, as long as I'm in the will of God, and sometimes that will of God puts me in precarious places, in painful places, in places perhaps of sorrow. But I know that as long as I'm in the will of God, that I'm going to come out of this as pure gold. And this is why the Bible said that out of the heart flows the issues of life. It's where life comes from. And you can give life to evil or you can give life to good. This is why I think it's Hebrews chapter 3 talks about that there can be an evil heart because it's filled with unbelief. Don't let the devil do a heart transplant in you. And when it says out of the heart flows the issues of life, the first part of this verse says this. It literally says this. Protect your heart or guard your heart with all diligence. This is absolutely the most critical time in your life. When you go through situations where it does not look look like he performed his word. When God's promises, you're trying to align God's promises with the reality of where you are. And if you're not careful, the devil will steal your heart. You'll lose your heart. And see, when you lose your heart, then you lose your desire to pray. You lose your desire to read the word. And because now you think, it doesn't work. What's the use? You know, I prayed that prayer for 9 years and God didn't do it. Why should I keep praying? But, you know, the woman with the issue of blood, she's bleeding for 12 years until she's broke. But when she saw Jesus, she believed that she could be healed. As long as you're breathing, as long as you're in the will of God, make sure that regardless of what God allows you to go through, and the Bible says through much tribulation do we enter into the kingdom of the Lord. I really think the body of Christ got wounded when we begin to teach Christians that when you get saved, you don't ever suffer. There's always going to be giants in the land. But God will be there too. And he said, I will fight your battles. This podcast today, I feel like, is to somebody who, and I'm not minimizing what you're going through. It's a horrible thing when you're so broke that you can't pay your bills, or you've prayed for a child and here they are 23 years old and they're worse off than they've ever been, or a marriage that's just not been good. It's been without love for years. And you think, God, why should I keep praying? When God comes back, if you will not allow the enemy to make you lose heart, God will find faith on the earth. He will look at you and find your faith, because if the devil can take your heart, then he takes your purpose, and then he puts you in a precarious place to where if you're not careful, you just give up altogether. When you give God your heart, then whatever you give to God, he's responsible for, and he will protect it. And this is why several places in the scriptures, Jesus would make this statement. He'd say, if you're going to serve me, you got to do it with all your might, all your soul, all your strength. But he would always say this, do it with all your heart. You can't ultimately walk in victory if the devil uses the environment that you're in or the trial that you're going through to make you lose heart. With my last breath, hallelujah, I will praise the Lord. And saints of God, regardless of whether the Lord ever changes our circumstances, I can tell you this, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is going to be revealed in us. And that means that in Revelations, I believe it's chapter 21, it says there will come a day when we go to heaven that he will wipe away every tear. That means that some people, when they leave the earth, are going to be in a place where they're weeping. And when God showed up, boom, all of a sudden he changes everything, and you will not ever remember what you went through. So I went in today. Don't let the enemy make you lose heart. You say, well, how do I do it, Pastor? Stay in the presence of the Lord. You just got to go to the Lord and say, God, you know I'm human. I have this treasure in earthen vessels. So I'm struggling. And Holy Ghost, I need you to help me that I won't throw in the towel, but I'll stay strong in you. As I end today, remember this, but thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph and give us the victory in Jesus Christ our Lord. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
For more information about Kent Christmas Ministries International or Regeneration Nashville, go to kentchristmas.org or regenerationnashville.org. And for the latest updates or videos, follow us on Facebook and subscribe to us on YouTube. God bless you.